Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on the Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. Ayurveda teaches us, as is the microcosm, so is the macrocosm. Stuff happens pretty much the same way, whether on a very small scale, as in subatomic, or a very large one, as in, say, cosmic. So, here's the microcosm. I have a so-called smartphone that, when I got it 4 years ago, was very smart indeed. Since then, several times a day, it's been subjected to countless improvements, otherwise known as updates. Security patches, glitzy new capabilities that no one asked for or wants, repairs of really glonky mistakes that lurk in the code, that have steadily diminished its reliability and usefulness. It now takes up to half hour to get started, and every once in a while announces that it's tired and is going to take a nap. Come to think of it, we're getting more and more alike. Recently, it did that to me, that is, took a nap, while I was using it to navigate heavy traffic in downtown Washington, D.C. This caused me to panic briefly about how I was going to drive out of an area I've been driving into and out of with no digital assistance for 40 years. But I'm okay now. This same phone gives me random warnings that I have exhausted my data allowance, or not, or maybe soon, that there's a tornado watch in a county I never heard of, or an Amber Alert in a galaxy far, far away. Neither the people who made the phone nor the people whose network it's in seem able to discover who is driving it and me crazy, or why. And now a few examples from the macrocosm. On February 13th, the National Weather Service experienced a catastrophic failure of both the primary and backup routers that send virtually all its products, forecasts, warnings, radar images, maps, data, just about everything, to the satellites that distribute them to the public. None of those products was available in the entire United States for 3 hours, a period during which a blizzard was pummeling the east and torrential rains were threatening the country's tallest dam in the west. You might not think this a big deal at first. The forecasts aren't that great anyway, you might say, but forecasts are not the NWS's only important product. Air travel, for example, requires data, winds aloft, the location of fronts, etc., so that pilots can plan their flights, estimate their times, and calculate their fuel consumption. The sudden absence of their digital assistance in these matters, like the crash of my Navigator phone, can induce feelings of panic. These outages of our cell phones and our weather forecasts and everything in between have quietly become a frequent, familiar, and largely accepted part of our lives. Lambert Strether of Naked Capitalism calls it the crapification of everything. The macro systems that control the worldwide operations of global airlines, for example, are ever more frequently these days, like my smartphone, taking unexpected naps that may be hours or days in duration. On January 29th, for example, Delta, KLM, and Virgin Airlines at New York's JFK Airport were all experiencing delays caused by technical issues. Back in August, Delta suffered a systemic breakdown after a brief, small-scale power outage in its operations center. They canceled more than 2,000 flights over 3 days. On February 1st, a computer malfunction snarled traffic at Amsterdam's Schiphol Airport for hours, causing delays or cancellations of more than 100 flights at one of Europe's largest transportation hubs. On February 8th, United Airlines said it was experiencing delays at airports across the country because of a system-wide computer problem affecting flight plans. The root of most of these problems is that systems have been forced to grow far beyond the natural, logical, immutable limits to their growth. Systems that are too big are lashed together to make even bigger systems. Systems that are too small, say for example a booking app that looks for cheap fares, are allowed into the main system like deer prancing around on a freeway, sometimes with terrible results. Really old systems are lashed to cutting-edge programs. And if you've ever had to work fast and under pressure with your aged grandfather, you might have an inkling of what could happen. It's a cancer, and it's spreading. And no one is saying, whoa, let's shut this system down for 6 months and fix the damn thing, because that would be inconvenient and would cost a lot of money. Instead, they tell the coders to fix it, patch it, splice it, work around it, make it last, which allows the tumor to grow and grow until one day the whole system dies. An outcome that will redefine the words inconvenient and expensive. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.